This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's happening here? It's 7 after the hour. Here to please are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Looking at some of these names that people use on some of the social media, Instagram, two mad sisters liked your post.
Okay. They're mad.
Good for you. Are they mad? Are they angry? Are they crazy? I suppose a way of you challenging yourself to be creative, right? It's all about creativity. That's kind of what we are interested in doing here, creating a radio experience, an audio experience that gives you something to think about and talk about. The Parents Television Council. Everybody know what they are?
No, but I can figure it out.
Well,
I can guess.
Whatever you want to explain, you want me to explain. They're a group of right-of-center folks who have... It's one of these organizations that gets created by someone who either works on a staff at in a congressman's office or has some governmental connection, a job, and then gets fired. So they come up with some way to justify their existence. So they like living in Washington. So they come up with some group. And this group has been around for a long time, focusing on indecency. It's the biggest waste of time. They are the biggest bunch of gas bags, foolishness personified, and yet they still get traction. Maybe because people like me talk about it. And only every once in a while, I look at these people, and I wonder, and then maybe I guess I would ask of all of you, how many other groups are there like this? They hand-delivered 3,000 broadcast indecency complaints because of Fox and a program called The Mick. Which is about what? Anybody know that show?
It's a comedy, yeah.
Right.
It's a comedy about a girl who's has to take in her sister's kids because her sister, I think, goes to jail or something, and she's kind of like, you know, drinks a lot and has one night stands, and she's the one who's now in charge of raising the kids.
Yeah, I actually watched part of it last night. She's very sarcastic.
Yeah.
Kind of drops, you know, some F-bombs or like there was a part where she was talking to another mom at the school and she's trying to babysit or she's trying to have a sleepover for her son with the other woman's son. And she mentions that the woman should let her do it so she can have a night by herself and chug a whole bottle of, have a glass of wine. So she's the kind of woman that chugs a whole bottle of wine.
All right, Jennifer, you ever see this show?
I have not, no.
All right. Oh, now
it was very funny, though.
So, I would ask both of you who have seen it, Victoria and Kara, whether it's an appropriate use of government facilities, government agencies, government time to investigate this program on Fox and see if it should be fined because it's crude, lewd, and uncouth.
I don't understand. Like, this is one of those situations where if you don't like it, then just don't watch it.
Right.
If other people like it, then I don't understand the issue. Like, I didn't see any nudity. I didn't hear anything that was like, and maybe I have a crude sense of humor. I don't know. But I just don't understand. It's on. There are plenty of other channels on. It was on in the evening. If you don't want to watch it, then just don't watch it.
So I feel the same way. Just change the channel. But, you know, I think it is kind of funny that, like, it's always these way right-of-center groups who also hate government spending and wasting taxpayer money, and then they waste taxpayer money on stuff like this.
So, but why do we pay attention? And I'm using them, but there are so many other groups like this that just have found a niche, and they create you have no idea, ladies and gentlemen, no idea how many of these not-for-profit groups get formed by people who were congressional staffers, who in some cases were congressmen, people who work for the government and they get fired. And they are so used to the air in Washington that they come up with these ideas and create a 501c3 and get people, because they're good marketers, to support them on their nonsensical moves. And here we are, the other side of it is, here I am being foolish enough to spend some time, except it does because of what you just said, ladies. Wasting this the money, the taxpayer money, on things like this, if you don't want it on, then turn it off.
Right. Or, that's why we all have a million channels to choose
right.
from.
So the other side of it is, if this is something that's questionable, then you put it on. The other side of this, the hypocrisy of having over-the-air broadcast television and radio being scrutinized by the government, and then there's no scrutiny of what's on cable. There's no scrutiny of what you can get from Netflix. And that's why those things, hello, stupids, that's why these things are getting so popular, because people want to watch stuff like this. And in a free country, aren't you free to choose what you want to watch or not?
Right.
Without making this, the family values garbage that comes from these people, that isn't my family values may be different than yours. Thank you, Jennifer. Megan and I were playing with Miles yesterday in a water park, and this fellow with his daughter comes around, and the daughter is completely antisocial. Completely out of control, just a complete mess. And I felt sorry for her, but I could see why she was by looking at her father and understanding what kind of a nincompoop he was. And so we put up with his nonsense for a while, and then we walked to a different part of the park, and I said to Megan, there's an argument for birth control or for licensing for parents that should have. And this guy had no business whatsoever, in my judgment. I'm saying it's my judgment. It might not be somebody else's judgment, and who am I to tell anybody what to do? But just you can see where problems come as a result of this guy and his complete lack of understanding the social mores of his what he was teaching his daughter. She jumps into the water, splashes everybody who's there, yells and screams, and I don't know if you can hear in that little bit, Victoria, that you edited, that we put up on Facebook.
Oh, I didn't edit it. It's all there.
Oh, you put the whole thing there. Oh.
Yeah, I can't edit your videos. But, yeah, it's all there. Is she the little girl in the background?
Yeah, screaming. Yeah, screaming. Anyway, so I guess, this kind of stuff where I'm, in a manner of speaking, giving you an example of how my value system works. And I decided to take my value system and my daughter and my grandson and go to another part of the park. That's the same thing that you can exercise here. You don't want to watch something on television. I remember the guy who, he was from Jacksonville, Florida. He used to call me up and say, you're the modicum of what American radio should be all about. He was a fellow, the chief complainer about what was going on the air back when Howard Stern was on public radio, commercial radio stations. And he made a name for himself complaining about Howard Stern. Every day he'd send a complaint to the FCC. And so I was thinking to myself, here I am doing what I do and making what I do, and there's Howard Stern over there doing what he does, making what he does, and thinking, how foolish am I? This guy, I should have fixed it so this guy complained about me so that there's more notoriety, because that's all that ever happens from these things. The only time CBS ever paid a fine, it was $1.3 million, I remember it, was when they wanted to get a certain type of promotion out of Howard Stern. So they agreed to pay a fine of $1.3 million because they were looking, there was some kind of promotion that was being built around Stern, so they paid it so that the promotion would have more traction, people pay more attention to him. But most of the time, 95% of the time, when anybody files an indecency complaint and it's investigated, and even if there's a fine levied, it never gets paid because of the very thing, to go back to the beginning of this, there's no community standard on obscenity. We have some people that think the kind of stuff you talk about in this show, Mick, is okay. And it's funny, and listen, Kara said it's enjoyable for her.
I think, isn't it also on at 10 o'clock at night?
I don't know if I was seeing it live or if it was a replay, but when I turned it on, I think it was 8:30.
I thought it was on.
Something like that. So
okay.
It is on a little bit earlier. It's on earlier than all the late night shows, but I don't know. It's not that hard. Like, this is my motto for everything. If I don't like something on the internet or on TV, then I just... What's the point of watching it?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So am I overcooking this,
no,
Jennifer, or not?
No, I think people are so sensitive right now. And if it's something
everybody's
that offends...
Everybody's got a problem, yeah.
And this happens to everybody. I mean, it can happen in entertainment. It happens politically. If something offends our sensibility, we just want to destroy it instead of just either ignoring it, choosing something else. I mean, that's why we live here, so that we have variety and choices and we can play the strength of the free market. I'm a huge believer. Instead of going after radio or TV shows, well, just don't watch them, because then those shows will go away. Or if you don't like a company... Yeah. That makes a product, don't buy that product. You don't have to put people out of business.
Right.
Because eventually, if they have a crummy product or if they're doing something that goes against cultural norms, they're going to get dumped anyway.
Right. Now, on the other side, this week, a House subcommittee recommended that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is one of the 36 entities that Mr. Trump wants to cut, get its full funding, $445 million. Here's another example. I don't want my tax dollars being used to fund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Not that they don't have great shows on their radio and television stations. They do. But they don't need the money. It just becomes a symbol for abuse and excess because of the way they run the place. And it annoys me, and I'm offended, frankly, listening to some of this garbage. These people spew, like Tom Cole, the representative from Oklahoma, said, if you look over the 50-year history, it's a pretty impressive record of enriching the content of public dialogue. Yeah, it is. You're right, sir. 100% correct. It's a fabulous way for us to find out what's going on and to talk about it. They don't need the money. This was something that was started back when Corporation for Public Broadcasting were first getting started and looking for funds. This was, what, 40? When did the Corporation for Public Broadcasting start? 40 years ago?
Probably about that, yeah.
Late 50s, early 60s, somewhere in there. And so they needed seed money, and the government gave them seed money. It's like every other damn government program that gets started, nobody wants to cut it.
Never get rid of it.
Never cut it out. They don't need it. They have hundreds of millions of dollars from you and me that are given. I give them a couple hundred, $300 a year, and I feel that it's appropriate for me to give because I want to. But to have it extorted...
From a freedom standpoint, I mean, here's the deal with public radio and with public television like that. Is it the government's job to be involved in the media? Because to me, Doug, and you run a business in radio, and I run a business in radio, and we work together on a business in radio, and why do I want the government backing certain products and not others? I mean, if the government's going to back every media project, then fine. Let's have the government back every single project.
I want them to give me some money. I want some money from the government.
What makes the, the Home Prairie Companion right. worthy of government funding? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that, just from a freedom of speech standpoint, I almost think it's a positive thing to have the government out of it, because then you don't have anybody standing over your shoulder. You can go full throttle if you want to.
Right. Ladies, yes or no?
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right. Kara, you better step fall in line.
Yeah. I mean, I have any choice but to say
no.
I agree with it?
No.
Okay.
20 minutes past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's summer meals program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Three at the hour now, music time, our hourly concert, focusing on, well, this portion of the program, two Johns, one of them is alive, the other one's dead. Start with the live one first. John Mayer is going to play a dive bar tour stop in L.A. It's the Search for Everything tour next Wednesday, Jen.
Yes.
Just a few lucky fans will catch him in an L.A. bar playing a tiny beer-soaked stage as the next artist on the Bud Light Dive Bar Tour, picking up where Lady Gaga left off last fall when she played bar in New York and Nashville and Los Angeles to promote her latest album, Joanne. He said, "I'm happy that Bud Light is continuing their dive bar tour and excited to be a part of this." I bet he doesn't drink Bud Light, though. What do you bet?
Well, you better start.
Yeah, if he doesn't, he will soon.
He said, "I started my career playing in small clubs and bars. Look forward to performing for friends and fans in an intimate setting." Is there any danger associated with this for people who get crazy about well-known performers like Mayer and Gaga being right up?
You mean like a security issue?
Yeah. I mean, you're sitting there
on a stool. Didn't you say that Lady Gaga basically had to have like an escape route, or she had to like perform outside so everyone who wanted to come could listen to her, and then she had to like get away as soon as possible because the crowds got so big so quickly?
Well, yeah, she did her New York thing downtown, and she did this on her own because there weren't enough. The place was so small, and the crowds, people were lined up, the streets were closed down because people wanted to see her. So she went onto the roof and performed from the roof so people could see her and hear her. After After that, she had to go out a back door or something. But I don't think anyone was there. Everyone was there just to see her and hear her. So I don't think it's that much of a security issue. I mean, they all have security details with them.
So this has been a big deal. This has been.
Someone wants to punch John Mayer in the face. I'm okay with that.
Get it coming.
There you go. So this dive bar tour, though, appears to have been great for Bud Light's image. And all of them are live streaming on their Facebook page. Gaga's going to be in one more dive bar tour stop in New Orleans next month. Bud Light says John Mayer was an easy choice for us as we were considering who we ought to partner with for the return of the Bud Light Dive Bar Tour. After an amazing tour last year with Gaga, we're excited to expand the Bud Light Dive Bar Tour with another incredible musical talent. So, there you go. John Mayer playing in a little mop-up joint. He doesn't do anything for me. Gaga, it does. I think Gaga's very talented. But Mayer exists in a world where there's lots of competition and people know his name, so he must be good, right? Or at least some people think he's good.
Oh, yeah.
This is the same kind of thing we were just talking about with regard to television. On the radio, you listen to songs that you like, and if you don't like it, you hit the button and you go to someplace else. Or you listen to a talk radio program. You like the host or the combined message of the program. You stay there. If you don't, you hit the button. That's it. That's all you need.
You would think that that's what people would do. People love to listen to stuff that they hate, apparently, and then call in and talk about it.
Right.
All right. The Double Fantasy album. This is the other John. This is John Lennon. Double Fantasy album. Lennon signed for Mark David Chapman 5 hours before he was killed by him. Up for sale this week for $1.5 million. Imagine this. The gruesomeness of having this. Let's see here. The dealer is Moments in Time, and they have a lot of this creepy stuff that they get a hold of. I think they sold John Lennon's. There was an angry letter Lennon wrote that was up for auction. His letter to McCartney sold for $30,000 by this bunch. But who would pay $1.5 million? I guess if some nut burned around, they would pay that kind of dough for this album that was signed by John Lennon, given to Mark David Chapman before he got bumped off. I would have thought this Yoko would.
Why would you want that karma in your house?
Oh, my God. Exactly. That energy. Oh, 28 past the hour. It's the DJV experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Summertime is here. We're out there barbecuing, enjoying ourselves. The sun's out. We're having a grand old time. But there are 5 very dangerous barbecue foods for your dogs. Ribs. Any meat on a bone is a recipe for disaster when it comes to your dog. It's likely your dog will want to chew the bone, and that can really get stuck in their digestive tract. Corn on the cob, the same problem. Dogs love corn on the cob, but the large cob can cause intestinal blockage as well. Too much fatty meat. While hamburger meat and steak isn't toxic for dogs, ingestion of too much of these fatty meats can result in pancreatitis. Symptoms include diarrhea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. Onion, whether it's being used as burger garnish or chopped up, should be kept away from your dogs entirely. And stay away from those desserts. That's really important. We want to make sure that your dogs enjoy the barbecue as much as you do. Bring some of their own fresh treats out instead of giving them things off the barbecue. I'll more next time.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals Program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
ADT anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The hour now, the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with the Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. We are thrilled every day to spend lots of good quality time with you. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. As a matter of fact, facebook.com/DJV show. I just sent you another picture of three generations of Steffen men that we can post, Victoria, on the Facebook page and maybe on Instagram. And the fascination here with all of our input on social media brings us around to trying to help you to have some fun and to get something that's kind of cool. So we have asked you, you've seen this perhaps posted already because I think it's been up there for a day or so, where we have put together a swell promotion with the people at Works, W-O-R-X. I have seen the drill that they have and the saws and the tools that they have, and they are they're full of advanced intelligence. And people, I like to fiddle with things. I like to play. this is something that gives me a little extra edge because I may not know how to do everything. It isn't something that talks back to you, the drill. The works drill doesn't talk back to you, but it's the only driver in the marketplace has a combination of features, including the exclusive BitLock, Safe Drive, Pulse Assist. All of these things come, they're sort of considered advanced intelligence when it comes to these sorts of tools. The machine imitates intelligent human behavior. That's not what some people do always with some of these drills. They call it the AI drill. How about that? The AI drill is almost intuitive. I love that word, intuitive. So easy to use. It's kind of like the iPhone. I would equate it. Remember when we first started using, I started using the iPhone. You were all laughing at me. I didn't like my Droid. And I had an iPad, and then the start of the iPhone, and you all said to me, I will like it because it's intuitive. And
right.
I think that this stuff is the same sort of thing. And I've started using my works thing on the farm, got it in the sort of the back of my pickup truck. I have a utility body on my pickup truck. Have I ever posted a picture? I should probably do that, of the truck that I drive most of the time on the farm. And it's a truck that has all kinds of tools and things that I use on the farm. And I've thrown the works drill into my truck. So there's also in a promotion that we're doing for works a handsaw and miter box. So if you're interested in doing, really, this is the kind of stuff Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit loves to talk about on his program. This benchtop saw does the work of a number of saws, making it fast and accurate. It's a good cross cut, miter cuts, that kind of stuff. What's nice about this benchtop saw is that it's not limited to only cutting wood. It is used to cut aluminum and PVC, copper pipe, ceramic tile, that kind of stuff. It's called a Blade Runner X2. So, Victoria, what are we going to do to help out people who would like to have one of these cool puppies, make sure that they get them for themselves?
Well, we're giving away the set, so you get the drill and the Blade Runner together. And every Friday for the next 4 weeks, we have 4 sets to give away. So follow us on Facebook, like our page, facebook.com/DJVShow. Follow us on Twitter @DJVShow and on Instagram @DJVShow. You don't have to do all of them if you're not on all of those platforms. But follow us and just tell us why you think that you would be the one to win the drill.
Yep.
Why do you deserve the drill and the Blade Runner? And that's all it is.
Yep, post why you should win the Works Tool giveaway. Make sure you add the hashtag DJVWORX, all right? DJVWORX.
Power Tool Fridays, you're on
yes,
the DJV.
Right. So there are a lot of people who are now involved in doing... by the way, I was saying hi to, I just got a note from somebody in New Waverly, Texas.
Hello.
You know who that is? New Waverly, Texas. How do you do? Nice to have you. David Jeremiah. Hi. Nice to have you there, David. The traveling that we like to do and get excited about. Last year I took a tour of England and I enjoyed it greatly. I was by myself. I was the only man with a group of women who went on an image tour. And there are friends of mine, and I was thinking about doing this myself, but I can't do it because it doesn't work time-wise. We're going to take a similar kind of tour down to Peru. Peru has the same sort of, there's a lot of really, really fabulous ways to spend time down there to get a spiritual connection, if that's what you're all about. And a lot of it has to do with some of the old mummies that are down there. There are, if you've never looked into Peru, there's research being done this summer down there for UFO enthusiasts. And I'm not suggesting that they're both the same, but I think it's fascinating. Peru has just gotten onto my radar screen the last year or so because of their connection to the old world, former world, whatever it is. So there recently, I guess in the last month or so, 1,700-year-old mummies that were discovered that look more like reptiles than humans. So there is thinking that these mummies were from another planet. They were beings from another planet. These alien mummies were unveiled during a press conference called the Mummies of Nazca, N-A-Z-C-A. There's a fellow named Jamie Masson who follows all this stuff. So they brought them to a facility that X-rayed the mummified remains so that they would be able to prove that these are not fake and they're not made out of plaster. These five bodies were discovered and had characteristics closer to reptiles than humans, and it has been proven that they are not fraudulent. So they're presenting preliminary evidence to some conclave of people that are going to Peru to discuss this sort of thing. But there have been a lot of the carbon dating that was done on these shows the bodies date back to about 200 A.D. So that would be, what, 1800 years old, right? And so anyway, there are always people who look at these things and say, ah, no, that's like, remember the old, does anybody here remember the weekly weird news, World Weekly News or World Weird Weekly News or something? It was kind of like the Inquirer, but like 10 times
worse.
Times worse.
Yeah.
I post frequently on my own site. Every once in a while, I post on the DJV site stuff that comes from Gaia, GAIA.com. And they have a lot of things that go back in time and connect us, the world that we have today, to former worlds. Now, this particular investigation claims that these bodies were dug up during an excavation in some caves in this area that has supposedly real strong connections to other claims that that originally these bodies were found, supposedly they were deformed, but they really aren't deformed. They are another creature, another humanoid from another place. So what do you think about that? Is it all nonsense? Or is there something to the claim? Fake? Foolish? Fraudulent? Or factual? Ladies? What do you think?
I think it's, I mean, it may be a cop-out, but I think it could be any of them. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, that's the fun of these stories, is that they make you wonder. I think there's a possibility. I wouldn't just be a poo-pooer on it.
No. Well, there's a lot of stuff, as I say, a lot of very sensitive spiritual stuff going on in Peru. What about you? Victoria is always the skeptic.
I feel like I'm not really that much of a skeptic when it comes to stuff. Well,
like this?
Know.
You and I are on the same page a lot of times.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I guess I'm going to agree with Jen. This could be anything. It's weird, for sure.
Yep.
I don't think.
It's not. There's nothing about it that's cool, calm, and collected. That's for sure.
But there's so many things. Like, if you go to Peru, or I'm assuming you're going to go to Machu Picchu, right?
Well, I'm not going, but I would like to have gone on this trip. But it's just being, it's at the wrong time for me.
Yeah.
I know some people who are going to go on the trip.
There are so many mysteries around Machu Picchu. And, you know, I mean, there's so many things that people haven't even figured out Stonehenge, really, you know?
No.
So
never mind that. All the other stuff.
We have no clue about anything. Give me a break.
Right. There's a straight line. Remember I told you the story after I'd gone? This was the line that I took on the tour last year of England, starting in south western England, and it is a completely exact straight line that goes to the northeast quadrant of England that has a number. There are actually people who say there are 19. I think I only saw 4 or 5 of these Stonehenge-like circles, and nobody can explain how it is that they could haul these stones up from the ports of Southampton on horses, and they'd drag them for hundreds of miles, and they'd set them up in these areas, and they're on an exact line, straight line across England. Straight.
Hmm.
And so how do you, people who are don't, religionists who want to have control of you. I've gotten, I'm in a book called Choose Yourself, by James Altshuler, and one of the chapters of the book starts this way. So I'm going to read this and lay it on you, and you think about it what you will. For the past 5,000 years, people have been largely enslaved by a few select masters who understood how violence, religion, communication, debt, and class warfare all work together to subjugate large groups of people. I'm going to repeat that. For the past 5,000 years, people have been largely enslaved by a few select masters who understood how violence, religion, communication, debt, and class warfare work together to subjugate a large group of people. Think about where we are right now. This is a profound statement for me anyway. When I saw that, I thought, my God, that's what's going on. Look at all the violence in the world. Look at the surge of religion, negative religion, the stuff that comes out of these sects, the SECTS, of not only the Muslim religion, but there's certainly over the tradition of other religions, same kind of thing went on. Debt, class warfare. Look at all the class warfare that goes on in our country and elsewhere. And these things put together subjugate large groups of people. Isn't that really kind of what's going on? Is it only me who saw that?
No, I think that's really true. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this fellow writes, the Gutenberg printing press was the first crack in the prison. It allowed people to start breaking out of their solitary confinement by spreading ideas across large distances and allowing those ideas to mate with another idea, resulting in the Renaissance and the Protestant Reformation and discoveries in science that people read about. So I read that and I thought, my heavens, oh, what a profound way to sort of understand what's going on in the era that we live in. All right, fast forward from Peru and those bodies that are 1800 years old to the bodies of this Swiss couple that disappeared 75 years ago in the Alps, found at the edge of a melting glacier. Now, what I'm thinking is these parents went out to milk the cows in a meadow on August 15, 1942, and then vanished. And now they've been found in the glacier. And were they mummified? Were they a lot of times when these things get buried or they somehow or other get lost in ice, they when they melt out, they look the same as they did when they were.
Case with these two, yeah. The glacier melted, and they have been preserved for 75 years, and they look exactly the same. They're just mummified.
So what happened to them? Mystery. Disappeared?
I would put my money on an avalanche, but...
I think it's the mob.
The Swiss
mob.
Hit?
Yeah, I think it's a hit.
The Swiss mob, yeah. But it is interesting that after all these years, their youngest child is 79 years old.
I know.
And they're finally going to have a funeral, which is nice.
11 minutes for the hour. DJB time.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
It's time to turn up your summer with great deals from America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Settle In, Lexington, and Red Lion Hotels. Book now through September 4th to save up to 30% at participating hotels. We've got you covered with over 1,100 locations in North America. And join Hello Rewards for special rates, personalized member perks, and to earn free nights. Remember, America's Best Value Inn. Book your hotel stay today and turn up your savings.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Agree on one thing, we love our pets, and we love Warren Eckstein, who loves his pets and loves your pets. When you exchange information, you can share posts with him because he's all over social media, and you can also listen to his program, Pet Show. Just go to petshow.com. You'll find where he is in a station near you, or how to listen on TuneIn Radio, or some of the other accessible places that you can go to grab. He was for the first time this past weekend, he did a live video on Facebook of his program, and he found out he had friends that he didn't know were his friends, right, Warren?
I certainly did.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. All right, have you heard the story of Jack Merritt?
No.
Merritt is a he's a passionate fellow. He and his partner, Julie Altman, volunteer their time, their money, and their talent to rescue homeless puppies in danger of euthanasia. He has his own airplane, and he flies to areas, mostly on the East Coast at the moment, where shelters are overcrowded, and he transports dogs back to his animal rescue place in Pennsylvania. These would be good people to have on your program. Merritt and Altman have 1,000, they've saved over the course of doing this the last 7 years, 1,000 dogs. He's got a little four-seater plane. He flies from his home in West Marlboro, Pennsylvania, to towns with high euthanasia rates like Anderson, South Carolina, and Huntington, West Virginia. 5 or 6 dogs at a time from the shelters he goes to.
You know, Doug, it's not uncommon. There's many, many people that do that. There's a group out here in Southern California, for example, that actually has a small plane. The lady from England, I forget her name,
really?
They do the same thing. And there are a lot of, there's pilots, there's retired pilots, I forget the name of the organization, Pilots for Pause, whatever it is,
yep.
And they have their own planes, and this is what they do. And they love to fly, and it gives them a purpose to fly by taking these puppies or older dogs from a location where there might be an excess of them to a location where there might not be as many. I think it's a great thing for these guys to be doing, absolutely.
All right, let's talk in a moment about the governor here in Massachusetts signing the Animal Safety and Protection Act. That's up next. Warren Eckstein is here on the DJV Experience.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and it's time for another quiz. I'm going to list off 15 countries. Tell me what you think they have in common. Costa Rica, Vietnam, Colombia, Belize, El Salvador, Jamaica, Panama, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Guatemala, Bangladesh, Cuba, Honduras, Indonesia, and Israel. What do you think they all have in common? Well, guess what? They are the top 15 happiest countries in the world. What? Costa Rica? Vietnam, Guatemala, Nicaragua, some of the most poorest countries in the world are the happiest? Well, you want to find out where USA is? It's number 105. That's right. You are a member of a population that is the 105th happiest country in the world. Are you happy about that? No. Are you surprised? Yes. What are you going to do about it? Find out what makes you happy and get everything you need to do to achieve a level of successful happiness. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
All right, so I'm wondering about this, Warren. The state of Massachusetts has joined other states with a law preventing animal suffering, supposedly focuses on extreme weather conditions, leaving dogs and any pet in the car, or animals being tethered outdoors. That's against the law, like you can't. I couldn't tether a goat if it was on my farm. So this is something that's been very, very strongly supported all around the country, but does every state have the same? You must talk with people around the country about this. Every state have the same regulations?
They don't. More and more states are getting on board now, understanding the concept that you can't leave a dog or a cat in a car when it's too hot or it's too cold. But the concept that you're, you know, passing on about Massachusetts, what a great thing. If there were laws on the book that were more protective over animals, I think people would think twice about abusing them. But you know what it goes back to? It goes back to education. I'm such a strong believer that if we can educate the children in our schools that can educate their parents about the proper care of pets, we can make a difference. We're not going to change the parents' minds that easily. But if we can get to the kids and educate the kids about proper care and safety and not harming them, I think we can make a difference. And hats off to Massachusetts for doing it. In Los Angeles, where I live, a lot of new laws. You know, the first law passed where you can't sell puppies from puppy stores. They have to be rescue
right.
dogs was passed in Los Angeles and West Hollywood. So it's good that it's changing.
Yeah. Well, there's so many pets that have been, and people who have disregarded or discounted them because they're only animals. Hello. You and I are animals.
Ah, bring back the guillotine. That's all I got to say, Doug.
Yeah. For people who abuse animals, yeah,
there
a lot
go.
Of folks would agree with you on that. Check out Warren's website, thepetshow.com, and also his hugsandkisses.com. These are mandatory supplements for your dogs and cats. 59.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than soft palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.